Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Hello and welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement. I'm Carol Dewey, and if this is your first time joining us, welcome. And if you've been listening for a while, welcome back. Today's episode is an important one because it gets to the heart of something I see every single week in my work with retirees, pre-retirees, business owners, and independent women. And that is this. Most people don't actually have a retirement plan. They have a collection of financial products. And if that stings a little, good, because awareness is the first step toward clarity. Now here's the thing. These are smart people, successful people, people who have saved, invested, worked hard, and done what they were told to do, everything that they were supposed to do. Yet, they still lie awake at night wondering, will I run out of money? What if taxes go up? What happens if I need long-term care? What if the market crashes right after I retire? If that sounds familiar, today's episode is for you, because the problem isn't you. The problem is the framework your plan was built on. Let me start with a story because this is where it usually begins. Someone comes into my office or onto a Zoom call and they say something like, Carol, I think we're okay, but I don't feel okay. They've got a 401k, maybe an IRA or two, some brokerage accounts, a will they did years ago, an insurance policy they don't fully understand, and a financial advisor they've worked with for a long time. On paper, everything looks fine. But here's what's missing: integration. Traditional retirement planning is built in silos. Investments over here, taxes handled by someone else, estate planning done once and forgotten, insurance sold but not coordinated. No one is standing back and asking, how does this all fit together and work together? And will it still work when life changes? Because life will change. Markets change, tax laws change, health changes, family dynamics change. And yet most retirement plans are built as if nothing ever will. That's the first reason retirement plans fail. There are four ways most retirement plans break down. Let's walk through the most common failure points that I see. The first is assumption-based planning. Most plans assume consistent market returns, stable tax rates, predictable spending, perfect timing. But retirement doesn't happen in a spreadsheet. What happens if the market drops 20% in the first few years of retirement? How about required minimum distributions pushing you into a higher tax bracket? One spouse passes earlier than expected, or healthcare costs explode. A plan built on assumption collapses under reality. The second is product-first thinking. This one is huge. People are sold solutions before anyone truly understands the problem. You'll hear things like, you need this annuity. You need more growth. You need to be more conservative. But need according to what framework? Products are tools. They're not plans. A hammer is useful, unless you're trying to fix plumbing. Then there's no sequence of risk management. This one is one of the most dangerous blind spots. It's not just how much you earn, it's when you earn it. Losses early in retirement can permanently damage income sustainability, even if markets recover later. Yet many retirees are told, just stay the course. That's not a strategy, that's hope. Then there's no ability to adapt. The biggest failure of all, plans that can't adjust when life does. A true retirement plan must be dynamic, not static, which brings me to the heart of today's episode. There is a shift from accumulation to navigation. Most people spend their entire working lives in accumulation mode. Save more, earn more, grow more. But retirement requires a completely different skill set. Retirement is not about accumulation, it's about navigation. You are no longer racing toward a number, you are steering through uncertainty. That's why we developed what we call the Navigator Framework. Not to predict the future, but to help you navigate it. The Navigator framework is built on a simple belief. You don't need a perfect forecast. You need a reliable compass. Let me break this down at a high level. The first phase is clarity. Know where you are. Most people think they know their financial picture. They know account balances. They know rough income. They do not know their true after-tax income, their exposure to future tax risk, their income durability under stress, or their legacy efficiency. Clarity answers one essential question. Where am I really? Not where I hope I am. Phase two is course mapping. Design the route. This is where strategy replaces guessing. We map income sources and timing, tax efficiency across decades, not years, risk exposure and protection, estate and legacy outcomes. And here's a critical point. Taxes come last, side effects come least, and you come first. Every decision has ripple effects, and we account for them before they become problems. Phase three, navigation tools, the strategies, not products. This is where people get confused. Yes, tools may include investments, insurance, trust, tax strategies, but they are chosen because they fit the map, not because someone is trying to sell something. The framework drives the tools, not the other way around. In phase four, it's course corrections, adapt over time. This is what most plans are missing. Life doesn't go according to plan, and that's okay if your framework can adjust. Markets shift, laws change, families evolve. Navigation is ongoing. So why does this matter more than ever? We are living in an environment of market volatility, legislative uncertainty, longer life expectancy, and rising healthcare costs. The old set it and forget it retirement model is obsolete. And that's not fear, that's reality. A navigated retirement gives you confidence instead of anxiety, control instead of reaction, flexibility instead of fragility. Now, if you're a business owner listening, your situation is even more complex because your business is not separate from your retirement. It is your retirement. That's why we created the Owner's Playbook to apply this same navigator framework to. Exit planning, value acceleration, tax-efficient transitions. But whether you're a business owner or not, the framework remains the same. I want to leave you with one question. No spreadsheets, no hypotheticals. Just honesty. If the market dropped 20% tomorrow, would your retirement lifestyle change? If the answer is yes, or even maybe, then the issue isn't your effort, it's your framework. And abundance doesn't come from guessing right. It comes from navigating well. Thank you for spending this time with me today. If this episode resonated, share it with someone who's quietly worried but doesn't know what questions to ask yet. And as always, remember, we help navigate the financial seas so you can get on with living. Until next time, this is Carol Dewey, helping you navigate toward an abundant retirement.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida-registered investment advisor firm.